Second Chronicles chapter 9. When the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to Jerusalem to test him with hard questions. Having a very great retinue and camels bearing spices and very much gold and precious stones. When she came to Solomon, she discussed with him all that was on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing hidden from Solomon that he could not explain to her. When the queen of Sheba had observed the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food of his table, the seating of his officials, and the attendance of his servants and their clothing, his valets and their clothing, and his burnt offerings that he offered at the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit left in her. So she said to the king, "The report was true that I heard in my own land of your accomplishments and of your wisdom, but I did not believe the reports until I came and my own eyes saw it. Not even half of the greatness of your wisdom had been told to me. You far surpassed the report that I had heard. Happy are your people, happy are these your servants, who continually attend you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and set you on his throne as king for the Lord your God. Because your God loved Israel and would establish them forever, he has made you king over them, that you may execute justice and righteousness." Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold, a very great quantity of spices, and precious stones. There were no spices such as those that the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Moreover, the servants of Huram and the servants of Solomon who brought gold from Ophir brought algum wood and precious stones. From the algum wood the king made steps for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, lyres also and harps for the singers. There never was seen the like of them before in the land of Judah. Meanwhile, King Solomon granted the queen of Sheba every desire that she expressed, well beyond what she had brought to the king. Then she returned to her own land with her servants. The weight of the gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides that which the traders and merchants brought, and all the kings of Arabia and the governors of the land brought gold and silver to Solomon. King Solomon made 200 large shields of beaten gold. 600 shekels of beaten gold went into each large shield. He made 300 shields of beaten gold. 300 shekels of gold went into each shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. The king also made a great ivory throne, and overlaid it with pure gold. The throne had 6 steps and a footstool of gold, which were attached to the throne, and on each side of the seat were armrests and 2 lions standing beside the armrests, while 12 lions were standing, one on each end of a step on the 6 steps. The like of it was never made in any kingdom. All King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. Silver was not considered as anything in the days of Solomon. For the king's ships went to Tarshish with the servants of Huram. Once every 3 years the ships of Tarshish used to come, bringing gold, silver, ivory, apes, and peacocks. Thus King Solomon excelled all the kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom. All the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put into his mind. Every one of them brought a present, objects of silver and gold, garments, weaponry, spices, horses, and mules, so much year by year. Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horses, which he stationed in the chariot cities and with the king in Jerusalem. He ruled over all the kings from the Euphrates to the land of the Philistines and to the border of Egypt. The king made silver as common in Jerusalem as stone, and cedar as plentiful as the sycamore of the Shephelah. Horses were imported for Solomon from Egypt and from all lands. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, from first to last, are they not written in the history of the prophet Nathan, and in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of the seer Iddo concerning Jeroboam son of Nebat? Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. Solomon slept with his ancestors, and was buried in the city of his father David, and his son Rehoboam succeeded him. Second Chronicles chapter 10. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. When Jeroboam son of Nebat heard of it, for he was in Egypt, where he had fled from King Solomon, Then Jeroboam returned from Egypt. They sent and called him. And Jeroboam and all Israel came and said to Rehoboam, Your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore lighten the hard service of your father, and his heavy yoke that he placed on us, and we will serve you. He said to them, Come to me again in 3 days. So the people went away. Then King Rehoboam took counsel with the older men who had attended his father Solomon while he was still alive, saying, How do you advise me to answer this people? They answered him, If you will be kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. But he rejected the advice that the older men gave him, and consulted the young men who had grown up with him, and now attended him. He said to them, What do you advise that we answer this people who have said to me, Lighten the yoke that your father put on us? The young men who had grown up with him said to him, Thus should you speak to the people who said to you, Your father made our yoke heavy, but you must lighten it for us. Tell them, My little finger is thicker than my father's loins. Now, whereas my father laid on you a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had said, Come to me again the third day. The king answered them harshly. King Rehoboam rejected the advice of the older men. He spoke to them in accordance with the advice of the young men. My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions. So the king did not listen to the people, because it was a turn of affairs brought about by God, so that the Lord might fulfill his word, which he had spoken to Ahijah the Shilonite, to Jeroboam son of Nebat. When all Israel saw that the king would not listen to them, the people answered the king, What share do we have in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. Each of you to your tents, O Israel. Look now to your own house, O David. So all Israel departed to their tents. But Rehoboam reigned over the people of Israel who were living in the cities of Judah. When King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, who was taskmaster over the forced labor, the people of Israel stoned him to death. King Rehoboam hurriedly mounted his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. 2 Chronicles chapter 11. When Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, he assembled 180,000 chosen troops of the house of Judah and Benjamin to fight against Israel, to restore the kingdom to Rehoboam. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, Say to King Rehoboam of Judah, son of Solomon, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, Thus says the Lord, You shall not go up or fight against your kindred. Let every one return home, for this thing is from me. So they heeded the word of the Lord, and turned back from the expedition against Jeroboam. Rehoboam resided in Jerusalem, and he built cities for defense in Judah. He built up Bethlehem, Etam, Tekoa, Bethzur, Soko, Adullam, Gath, Marashah, Ziph, Adoraim, Lachish, Azekah, Zorah, Aijalon, and Hebron, fortified cities that are in Judah and in Benjamin. He made the fortresses strong, and put commanders in them, and stores of food, oil, and wine. He also put large shields and spears in all the cities, and made them very strong. So he held Judah and Benjamin. The priests and the Levites who were in all Israel presented themselves to him from all their territories. The Levites had left their common lands and their holdings, and had come to Judah and Jerusalem. Because Jeroboam and his sons had prevented them from serving as priests of the Lord, and had appointed his own priests for the high places, and for the goat demons, and for the calves that he had made. Those who had set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel came after them from all the tribes of Israel to Jerusalem to sacrifice to the Lord, the God of their ancestors. They strengthened the kingdom of Judah, and for 3 years they made Rehoboam son of Solomon secure, for they walked for 3 years in the way of David and Solomon. Rehoboam took as his wife Mahalath, daughter of Jeremoth, son of David, and of Abihail, daughter of Eliab, son of Jesse. She bore him sons, Jeush, Shemariah, and Zeham. After her he took Maacah, daughter of Absalom, who bore him Abijah, Attai, Ziza, and Shelomith. Rehoboam loved Maacah, daughter of Absalom, more than all his other wives and concubines. He took 18 wives and 60 concubines, and became the father of 28 sons and 60 daughters. Rehoboam appointed Abijah, son of Maacah, as chief prince among his brothers, for he intended to make him king. He dealt wisely, and distributed some of his sons through all the districts of Judah and Benjamin, in all the fortified cities. He gave them abundant provisions, and found many wives for them.